Here we go. Back to Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore. Of course, it's all brought to you by Premier's Home Store, the best in town when it comes to appliances. They have air conditioners over there.
They have everything. They have generators. They have four-wheelers for people. Yeah. I was like, I kind of want one of those.
The little four-wheelers?
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's a big for the kid-sized one.
Sarah will be over there from 5 until 6 later on this evening doing free 5-minute readings if you want to get a face-to-face reading with Sarah. So you can go and visit, and they set you up a nice little corner there with their wonderful furniture.
Yeah, I have plenty of choices of where I want to sit. I think last time I was in a comfortable recliner.
Which is really cool. Check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. And of course, you do have a gallery coming up.
I do, August 2nd, and it's amazing. It's so much fun to do these. I do it with Kathleen Stone. Mm-hmm. This time it's benefiting M&D. We always do it, and we benefit a nonprofit.
Which is awesome.
So North Country Cares got it once. The Laura Foundation got it last year, and then this one is M&D, which is just a phenomenal resource in the Valley with great theater.
Very cool. So, and then, like we mentioned, they're in their new home, Eastern Slope Inn Playhouse.
It's beautiful. They redid the whole playhouse. There's a bar area, so you can get there early, get a drink, relax, hang out. And that, you can purchase your tickets on the website, enlightenedhorizons.com. There's a ticket tab, and we do sell that one out.
Right.
So if you want it, get it now, because I guarantee if you show up at the door, we're going to turn you away.
Unfortunately,
are a lot of sad people last time.
Definitely have to purchase your tickets again, enlightenedhorizons.com. We have a picture that was sent in. This is pretty cool. We looked at it during the break just so you would see what was going on here. It was sent in from Shannon from Conway, wondering about your thoughts about this picture of her daughter, cute little girl, and she has rainbow orbs all around
her. She
does.
If you look at her, it's like a little faded rainbow right over the side of her.
It's amazing.
And I get goosebumps every single time I even think about this. This is a child that is so divinely connected to the other side. It's like she chose to come here, but she'll remind you throughout her life. It's her choice if she stays or if she goes, but she is staying. She's very much sprite-like energy. So this is a little kid that needs nature, nature, nature. She needs, like, she can't do dry, arid climates at all. She needs the streams, not rivers, but she needs streams. She needs fairy houses. She needs to know the story of why people come to be. She needs to understand why people aren't nice to each other. And she needs to know that this is our playground and people came here for their souls to evolve. And that sometimes people make bad choices, not because they're mean people, but because they're here to learn something. And their behavior might affect somebody else. And she just needs to know it's not her job to tell everybody to be nice. There's other people that will do that. We decide to do it by our actions. She is a phenomenal soul.
Wonderful. We're going to send that one out to Shannon from Conway. We'll actually get her permission, too, to see if we can post that photo on our website later today.
It's a beautiful photo. It gives me goosebumps every time I see it.
So everybody can check it out. And just a good reminder as well, we record all of these readings. So we understand that you're busy and you're out and about doing your thing. If you ask a question, text it in, and you didn't catch it on the radio, do not fret, because we're going to post up all the audio. If we get to it, it will be posted on our website later today. That's conwaymagic.com. Raina from Tamworth recently put in a job application. She's wondering if she should be patient or wait for them to contact her, or should she apply somewhere else?
You know,
and go for
it's so funny. The minute you asked that question, my jaw got clenched. Like, my jaw actually hurts. I don't think you've ever asked for what you truly want. You go with the concept of you get what you get and don't be upset. And that's not accurate when you're applying for a career. When I used to have to interview, which I haven't had to do a ton of because I've had long careers, but when I would interview, I would always think, wow, these poor people don't know what they're getting. Like, I'm not nervous in an interview. They should be nervous because I know what I bring to the table. I would like for you to work to shift towards that perspective. I don't think the job that you applied for is the one that's your dream job, that's in your heart. And if they call you for the interview, you need to speak up and say, this is what I want and this is what my ideal day looks like. If you do that, this job could be better for you than it's appearing at the moment. I think that you'll get it as well. And when you ask, should you call them, I get yes.
Okay, that one goes out to Raina from Tamworth. We wish her the best of luck in that, of course. Brian from Nashua, he's always listening online. He always texts in with us, which is great. On July 5th, sadly, he had to send his 17-year-old cat, Bria, to the Rainbow Bridge after her health went downhill. He says, she was our angel kitty, and they miss her very much, wondering how she is doing.
She needed out of here. My head feels really weird. Like, my right eye feels weird, and I have pressure on the top of my head. There was a lot more going on than what presented itself. I feel like this is a cat that very grandmotherly, I don't want you to see me suffer. But when I couldn't hold it in anymore, I let it all hang out. And I think it was like one day I was decent and the next day you're going, holy smokes. I like being around, and I do think this cat's still going to kind of come in your space. So if you ever got a dog or another animal and it won't go into the bathroom, it's because the cat's in there.
Okay,
I see
that's
his bathroom.
Interesting. He does have a follow-up question real too. Yep. I was going to see what was happening here. But he also says if you could ask her if she remembers how she got up in a tree about 17 years ago. Any kind of memory there? I didn't know if you were
going to
mention it. Sometimes
it's
you
so
do.
It's so funny. I kind of, oh, that's true. I see, like, I feel like I got flung up there and I was being chased. And so, yes, the cat obviously is the one that jumped up, but energetically, like, if your mom's in heaven or there's a woman figure that feels like a mother, gave me the boost because I was about to get killed and I get coyote.
Okay. All right. Get a coyote. Yeah. Okay. That one goes out to Brian from Nashua. Thank you so much for listening online at conwaymagic.com. Kim from Tamworth texting in. Her boyfriend has a meeting this morning, wondering if it's going to go well.
It's so funny. You ask that, and I hear that depends on what your expectation is. I don't think it's going to go it's not going to go the way he thinks it's going to go. I like the outcome that results of it. So that feels good. I'm not worried about him losing a job or anything like that.
All right. Should be a good one. And mm-hmm. then she has a question about herself, wondering about her 20-year high school reunion that's coming up. She's wondering if she should go.
No. I get, God, no. And that's not just me, because I would say the same thing for mine, but I get, no. Like, you have other things that you're focusing on. Don't take your eye off the ball right now. You're about to climb a ladder, and I hear, like, social ladder as well. You're putting yourself in the right places. Why would you diminish that and go back and take your time away from what you're truly asking for? You don't like who you were in high school. It's not that I don't like you. I don't really know you. But I get, no. Gosh.
Yeah. Pass on the reunion.
I would pass on you.
Stick to Facebook. You'll be all right.
She has so many better things she could be doing with her time.
Okay. Fair enough. Jen from North Conway. There are big things happening with her family in the next year. Any inside advice on anything and how it's going to happen? What's going to happen?
You know what? I like your family. I see kind of ripple, ripple, ripple. And then I see, like, I feel like I'm looking at the earth when it's having an earthquake where it kind of rolls and ripples a little bit, but then I'm seeing in the cracks, I see one flower pop up, and it's like, oh, somebody spoke up for what they wanted, and then everyone else is like, well, if they got what they wanted, I'm going to pop up too. So I feel like it's just going to take one person to be the leader and bite the bullet and say, this is what I want, and then I see everybody else growing, and then it's a beautiful image because it's filled with pretty flowers. So I think you need the one person to break the ice, and then it will all be good.
That one goes out to Jen from North Conway. Remember that number to text 603-356-9145. If you have a question, send it on over. We have Karen from Bedford, New Hampshire. Curious if whether or not she has a spirit guide, and if you know anything about maybe a name or perhaps who it is. Any others watching her?
I just heard Joseph. I feel him on the left side of my body. And I don't know if you're religious, but it has sort of that. I think Joseph. I'm a terrible Catholic. I think Joseph was the carpenter.
I believe so.
So I'm getting very much a connection to God. Whatever your, like, I don't want to talk like religion or politics,
sure.
But God for me is higher power. But your God feels like the God. So I feel like you have that energy directly beside you on your left. So pay attention when you get goosebumps. That's when you need to say, okay, what am I doing, and why did they just wake me up here?
That one goes out to Karen from Bedford. Karen, thank you so much for texting in. Rebecca from Freiburg, wondering if there's a Donna that has any messages for her. Donna.
Wow, my head on my left side behind my ear feels really, really weird. And then my neck on my right side. So I feel like my head got pushed to the right and then my neck got pushed to the left. Oh, I like her. She's so funny. She's rolling the dice. I want to tell you it's a crapshoot what I'm going to say. Like, you were so afraid to text in because you didn't know if she was going to say something good or something bad. And I get like, do you want to blow the dice and I'll answer you? She's so funny. I get like, okay, I'm going to tell you everything, but I'm not. Now, this is a woman that I think worked really hard in her entire life. And she's like, if you want more, get a reading with Sarah. So she's doing that more for my benefit. Like, Sarah, I'll get you a client. And that's not what I'm here for. I would like for her to answer, but she's keeping her dice in her hand. Like, blow on them and then I'll answer. So I think for her, and I don't care if you go to me or another psychic, if you have a very pointed, directed question for her, you ask it, she'll answer it 110%.
Interesting. So some of them are people, they're like people. Sometimes they just don't want to come out.
Sometimes they don't. If they're religious, sometimes I see like the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and they put their head down. But even the religious people who wouldn't have approved of what I'm doing, once you ask them a question, they usually can't help but answer because they want you to know they're okay.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. I know. We got a 4-minute break here. We got Gina, Jane, Candace, April, whole bunch more coming up. Send your text over 603-356-9145. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.